Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, fishing. A group of four female soldiers spent a weekend last month on the Naknek River. The weather was gorgeous, the fish were biting, and the company was unmatched at the Project Healing Waters retreat. Through the program, the fishing community and veterans organizations hope to help injured veterans in their long recovery. KDLG's Ben Matheson takes us out on the water.
It's midday on the Naknek River, a few miles upstream of King Salmon. Fish on. Army Staff Sergeant Tabitha Adams begins a 10-minute fight to bring in a world-famous Naknek King Salmon.
Come on, jump so we can see why you're being so hard to bring in.
Even at the end of its life cycle, this king is swimming hard and springing up in the air. After a hard-fought 10 minutes, Tabitha lands the king.
You got him! Got him! Oh, you got him!
This fishing crew features two active duty women from the Army, plus veterans from the Air Force and Navy. This is a Project Healing Waters all-women's fishing trip. Kelly Pearson is in the Warrior Transition Unit at Joint Base Elmendorf Richardson. She spent 34 months over three deployments in Iraq and Afghanistan. But on this day, she's learning how to fly fish, wading with her rod in a few feet of water.
What I'm doing is I'm taking the rod and I'm actually letting the fly just float, watching the indicator, watching it floating downstream. And if the indicator goes under the water, that means we have to set the line, means we probably have a fish.
As with many of the best fishing trips, this weekend is about much more than the fish.
We've made it through some pretty difficult challenges in our past. We're bonding here, you know, just to get to know each other through fishing. And I believe that fishing is a healing activity. You know, it makes you concentrate on things other than what happened in the past.
It's pretty easy to be in the moment on this particular weekend.
It is sunny and warm, and the fish are very cooperative today.
Jan Schnorr is co-director of Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing. She offers advice on fishing and also makes sure that everyone is having fun.
It's a way to help heal. You're out here in the wilderness. It's beautiful. It's calm. It's quiet. And when you get that fish on, it's great.
It's easy to forget in the 70-degree sunshine, but each woman's journey to this day, to this particular spot on the river, spans decades, wars, continents, and for many, the most difficult days of their lives. Rebecca White from Anchorage was in the Navy. She enlisted right out of high school and worked as an air traffic controller. At her first duty station, she says she was raped and began to develop post-traumatic stress disorder. Moving around in the Navy, the PTSD went undetected for years. After she left the service, she abused alcohol until she finally connected with other female veterans.
It's a healing and bonding experience that you can't get anywhere else, you know. To be here, what this means to me, and you know, I've never really fished before. I actually hooked my first king today. You know, it was just like absolutely an amazing experience, even though I lost it. But to be here with a bunch of women that doesn't matter what age we are, or what time we served, or what service we were in, you know, it's, we all understand the camaraderie of the military and, you know, the hurt of PTSD, because it's just, it's something that just, you don't want to live with for the rest of your life. You know, you don't want to be medicated for the rest of your life. So it's stuff like this, allows us to start that healing process.
And then there's Jane Darden.
J-A-N-E.
And her trademark laugh. She served in the Air Force for 5 years, mostly stationed at Eielson Air Force Base in Fairbanks. Before this weekend, she hadn't gone fishing for about a decade.
Oh my goodness. I think it's the best type of healing imaginable, because the fly fishing alone is so meditative and you're totally in the moment and you can forget whatever cares or worries or pain you have in your life. So I think it's so beneficial in always mind, body, spirit.
As the weekend wraps up Sunday evening, all of the women travel home with big boxes of vacuum-packed fish. And you can add to that new skills, memories, and friendships. In Dillingham, I'm Ben Matheson.